Let's look to Tuesday night's game for Leeds United, coming in after the brilliant 5-0 victory over Burton. Take on Birmingham City in the next match. Birmingham themselves have found life so far this season a bit of a struggle. Let's find out more of what it's been like for them, though. We're joined by Brian Dick from the Birmingham Mail. Brian, good afternoon.
Hi, Andy. How are you doing?
Yeah, I'm all right. I imagine I'm feeling better than you are at the moment, because this run for Birmingham has been quite a tough one.
Yeah, it has. What I would say is that they kind of drew a line under the first part of the season after the transfer deadline day and everything starting again almost from scratch on September the 1st. As Blues brought in 13 players over the window, 14 if you count Craig Gardner, and there were four stroke five on deadline day as well. So they are a different. It's a different feeling to the squad now. So yeah, whilst you know the first month wasn't great, I think most people are sort of saying, well, actually, this is the team that we're going forward with now. So it kind of started again a bit on Saturday.
On Saturday, it was the 1-0 defeat to Norwich at Carrow Road. I mean, generally though, Brian, I mean, I know for you guys, it's been quite tough of late. Last year was a bit of a struggle. I think back to the years of like Lee Clark in charge with you guys surviving on you know, final days of season and stuff. Is there now an air of positivity around St Andrews though?
There is. Obviously, you know, Harry Redknapp inspires a lot of that positivity because of his pedigree in the game and his what he's seen and what he's done, and he speaks with great authority as well. So you know, it's obvious he knows what a winning football team should look like. And the other element of the positivity is just down to the wealth of new players. They've opened the purse strings, you know, like never before, you know, for the past 5 or 6 years, to be fair. They've broken a club record signing. They've cherry-picked some real good players from Championship rivals for me. So you combine those two factors, and it just does feel like a bit of a fresh start. Yes, the Championship season kicked off over a month ago, but it just does feel like a bit of a fresh start.
When it comes then to the game on Tuesday night, if I were to ask you to pick a key player, I suppose that might be quite difficult because there is such an integration of these new players coming in. I mean, who I guess has impressed you either just in the new start from Saturday or in the first few games before that?
Yeah, well, I mean, who impressed me on Saturday? Harley Dean came in from one of the three Brentford lads that have come in, and he played very well on Saturday. I think if Pierre-Michel Lasoga plays, and you know, Harley Dean and Michael Morrison will have their hands full, and it'll be how they cope with that guy. I think that will have a big bearing on the outcome. I suppose key men from an attacking point of view, you can't really look much further than the club record signing, Potter, just over £6 million from Brentford. Didn't see a lot of him on Saturday, if we're honest. But then it was hard because Blues conceded early and Norwich sat back, and there was no real tempo or pace to the game, so there wasn't much opportunity or broken field for him to show what he can do in. So, yeah, the two Brentford lads for me, I think, you know, will be really important going forward. And if one can keep the door shut at one end tomorrow night and the other can prise it open at the other, then it may just be scope for a bit of an upset, I think, at this stage.
What about keeper David Stockdale? I'll be honest, I was surprised when he went from Brighton to Birmingham right at the very, very end of last season, beginning of this. And a lad from Leeds, started out his career at the Huddersfield youth system, so we have got that interest in him here in West Yorkshire.
Yes, yeah, I'd say he's surprised, actually. Not necessarily because Birmingham shouldn't be signing players of that ilk, but I don't think many of us really thought that goalkeeper was an area of weakness. Thomas Cushack's, you know, everyone will know Thomas Cushack. He's had a long, very successful career, and he was one of the better players last season as well. But yeah, I think it was Stockdale's arrival was a sign of the purse strings just being loosened a little bit. Clearly, he was the standout goalkeeper in the Championship last season. So, yeah, we're delighted to have him at St Andrews. He's been installed as the number one, and he's done pretty well so far as well. So, yeah, I mean, you'll know what he's like from his time on your patch. He's a very chirpy character, very upbeat, very vocal, and you know, Blues are better off for having all those qualities.
Well, he's going to be the person who's trying to keep Leeds United out, of course, against Burton. They managed to score 5 goals. It'll be fascinating to see what happens. Leeds United against Birmingham. It's our commentary on Radio Yorkshire. And as always, Brian Dick from the Birmingham Mail, it's been a real pleasure to speak to you on Radio Yorkshire.
No problem, Andy. Thanks for your time.